What is the, what, if you don't mind me asking, what other apartment buildings have you built?
The condos are the biggest multifamily that I've built.
Okay.
My family's been in multifamily since I was born. My father owned apartments. He was a PhD chemical engineer and just had too many kids and couldn't feed us all. You didn't ask for all that. I'm third out of 13.
Oh, wow.
So I have six brothers in Dallas that right now are probably building 2,000 to 3,000 apartment units in different locations around the Dallas area.
How long would you anticipate owning this apartment that you're building?
Oh, at least 10 years. I've been in the Springfield area 22 years now. My brothers have been sending me blank checks to move back to Dallas. They send them to my wife, and she tears them up. She just has fallen in love with it out here. We like Springfield, we like the area.
Wise lady.
Yeah.
So we've had somebody in this room from Texas and from California.
I was going to say, I did 5 years in Hollywood before I got married.
Oh my gosh.
My wife dragged me out of there. She didn't really have to drag. She saved me. I should say she saved me from California.
And traffic doesn't bother you at all either.
Well, again, I do have concerns. I do not ever want to hear a citizen feel that the decision's already made. That does bother me. Just FYI. I'm assuming it bothers the other two as well. Because that's not how we operate.
You done?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all done?
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve order number 1017-2022-02 from Agricultural 1 to Multifamily Residential from A1 to R3 to approve. Do I have a second? I don't have a no second. I guess it. Motion dies for a lack of second. Move on down the agenda.
We need to,
what?
I think some sort of answer has to be given. I don't think we can leave it. Can't leave it open.
Well, I asked for the motion was denied, sir. Denied at this time.
I don't know what technically would it be called at this current time.
Yeah. Scott, what was procedure when we denied before that we?
Well, I didn't hear a denial. What? There was a motion to approve that didn't pass.
Yeah.
So there was no vote.
Just So when that happens...
Presiding Commissioner could ask for a motion to deny and see if there's a second in the vote.
Or we could make a motion.
Any kind of motion could be made, correct.
You're saying there has to be a motion. You're not saying it just stays the same because it was not approved.
Well, it leaves it hanging somewhat as an undecided, for lack of a second. But it would ultimately leave it denied.
We can table it if you'd like, if you guys aren't ready to make a decision. If we are ready to make a decision, a motion can be made. But I think some sort of action should be taken.
Is there more information from the applicant that you'd be looking for to help you make your decision? You postponed it to next Monday's meeting. That's always an option.
Mr. Cope, again, not to, we don't know you, and that's,
understood.
We have a lot of people say they're going to build privacy fences and do all these things. Some of them have been done, some of it hasn't. And so then we deal with the, and the problem is we deal with the aftermath without any teeth to be able to make anything happen. And so I do have concerns with that, just so you know. Because it all sounds great until you don't do it. That's why I was asking what other projects that you have done that we may be able to, I may be able to reference. And
I understand. Are you able to put into an approval conditions of the 50-foot setback, the 8-foot privacy fence, so that I'm bound rather than it's just my word?
So technically, yeah, we can do it contingent upon, but to hold your feet to the fire, we'd probably say we would want you to plat that off somehow. And I mean, there would be more than just taking, because even then, let's say we did it contingent upon, you go ahead and build it, it's not there, again, there's no recourse that we have. Then.
Of course.
So.
The 50-foot setback would, because we couldn't give the building permit unless the building was...
That's a setback.
The fence is a little...
The fence, the buffering, you said a setback.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Right.
That's why I was asking for more clarification about the setback now.
Yep.
Move to deny order number 10-17-2022-02.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've only got one court order. It's personal property paid abatements. It is a refund. Taxpayer paid on a 2019 automobile, and it should have been on a 2018 automobile, and they're asking for the refund, the difference of that.
Any questions?
No.
Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated...
Today's the 17th.
Thank you. 10-17-22.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for printing, mailing, email services number 22-111, assessor. I've received a letter dated October 14, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is Master Touch LLC in Taney County.
Madam Assessor, I know we discussed this when the agreement was chosen between the companies. And I was thinking, knowing how taxpayers and read the mail and email, I know how I get so much email that comes. Now, so the way I understand is that the program, you will send them an email and they have to say that we want to receive this by email. And
yes, they have to opt in. Okay, this isn't an automatic.
Okay. My big question is, will that email let them know, like your notice, you know, would that let them know that if they fail to reply, say they got that second notice to fill out their assessment form, will they know by that email that, and have they been told that if they fail to answer that second notice, that then when they receive their tax bill, there will be a late assessment fee that will come from the office due to having not filed that? I would just hope that what is sent to them by email, that is clear to them, that know that they have to answer that, they have to fill out that form, or they're going to receive that late fee on their tax bill.
Well, on our originals, it talks all about the penalties involved if you're late.
Okay.
And so one of the reasons we're going with the email option, we got an inordinate number of return second notices.
Uh-huh.
And so we're just trying to find a reliable way, because a lot of the ones that we got were just ones the post office didn't deliver. They were for apartment complexes or something. We know the apartment complex was there,
yeah,
but the post office still sent them back to us. So
thank you.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Masters Touch LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for day cab semi truck number 22-110, Road and Bridge. Received a letter dated October 14, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is Kenworth Incorporated, doing business as MHC, Kenworth and Taney County.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for a day cab semi truck by and between Ozark Kenworth Incorporated, doing business as MHC Kenworth in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fill dirt agreement. Tony and Stacy Green.
Move to approve fill dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Tony and Stacy Green.
We have a second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fill dirt agreement between David and Karen Vick